Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. You know, gone are the days when it used to be where selfishness was in the supply chain. And let me explain to you a little bit about what I'm thinking and why I'm saying that. You know, it used to be companies were very much like, we're not going to share much with our suppliers. We're not going to share much within the supply chain. We're going to keep it all to ourselves because that's what we do. That's how we protect ourselves. But actually, there's been a shift or a focus in a lot of the global supply chain thinking, which really has to do with sharing information and how, when companies share information and communicate, how it can affect their overall supply chain performance. This is sort of a bit of a new way of thinking, especially for those of us that have been in the supply chain for quite a while. You know, we maybe get caught up in some of the old ways of thinking where it basically was that you don't want to share too much with other people. You don't want to let them know too much. You want to keep it all to yourselves. Where today, a lot of it has been more about how do you share. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to share information which is critical to your company. It doesn't mean you have to share your trade secrets. It doesn't mean you have to share any of that. That's not what we're saying here. In fact, I have been so surprised or so shocked so many times where I've had people, like even random people that I hardly know, who have come up to me and said, tell me your sources and who you buy from. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you that. That is a trade secret. That is my information that I don't need to give to you so that you'll go around me. That's not what I'm talking about here about sharing information. I'm talking about sharing relevant information which can help your supply chain to be able to run more efficiently and more effectively, to share that kind of information. And that's a very different type of information sharing than sharing with somebody who just wants to get your trade secrets or your information or your formula or whatever else that you have because they want to steal from you. That is not the type of sharing we're talking about here. So I want to first be very, very clear about that, about the type of sharing that we are talking about here and how this is a different type of sharing than maybe what people think when I'm saying share with your supply chain. This essentially is sharing about communication. It's about the importance of sharing proper communication within the supply chain so that the supply chain can run effectively. I am surprised myself, in having worked in the supply chain, how few people really understand the importance of this in sharing clear, concise information. You know, even we're not even perfect with it. Even I could tell you my staff are not even. It can be a very hard thing to do, but it's also something which is very important. Communication is at the heart of supply chain management. You know, so it ensures that the decisions are based on accurate, up-to-date information that can facilitate proactive management and quick reactions to disruptions. That is the type of information sharing we're talking about. Information sharing which could help to make a difference for the overall business operations. I have here 14 reasons why communication is essential in supply chain management. One of them is, the first one is real-time monitoring. That, you know, when you have the correct information, it helps you to see exactly what's happening. You're not being left out in the cold. You didn't see it happening. You saw it happening because you had that information to see it happening there, right there in the real time. That is what's important. This allows manufacturers to adjust production schedules, inventory managers to align stock levels, reducing overstock or stock out. So it can really help you to be able to manage your inventory by understanding exactly, by having proper communication within the supply chain itself. And the second part is it helps with risk. Disruptions, natural disasters, you know, strikes, geopolitical issues can, you know, hamper supply chain operations. You know, sharing this information can help companies to anticipate and strategize around these disruptions. You know, even if it's something as little as, you know, there could be a problem getting a container out because of some type of disruptions. Today, there are so many going on. I recently heard the story, which I haven't heard in China, but we were loading a container there, and one of my staff said that a village had blocked a road. And, you know, in all my years in China, I haven't really quite heard about this, but I guess there was some factories outside of a village, probably on somebody's farmland. Somebody sold the farmland. And they were using the road of the village and hadn't paid the village for the road. So the village decided they were going to take it into their own hands, block the road, stop the big trucks from going on the roads. And I said, well, aren't the police going to do something? And my office said no, because the police don't really want to get involved. They kind of, it seems like the police sort of agree with the villagers. In this case, they want some money for the roads. You know, so then it becomes, you have to do these workarounds again. You have to discover, well, you know, is there another way out? How do you get out? How far do you have to travel? What do you have to do? Is this going to affect me being able to get to the ship on time? Is this going to affect us being able to load the container? You know, all of these things, which can help us. If you understand those things ahead of time, and maybe you know this problem's happening, then maybe you say, well, look, instead of loading the container on Saturday, maybe we better load it on Thursday or Friday to make sure that container gets out on time. That type of communication within supply chain can help you to be able to mitigate the risks. It can also give improved supplier relations, that, you know, the suppliers will feel like you're working together with them. They're giving information. They're not trying to hide something. The information is freely flowing. It can help with things as inventory management, that, you know, proper communication can minimize costs with holding too much or too little inventory. It can enhance customer satisfaction. The customers can feel more satisfied. It can help optimize the transportation, that they can, you know, companies can optimize routes, they can reduce fuel costs, they can ensure timely deliveries. It can help companies have better cost savings. If you communicate together, all of this can equal better cost savings. Like, for example, going back about the road blockage that I talked about. You know, if you understand that and realize, well, in order to get the container, we're going to have to load a few days earlier than we thought we had to. So that means the production has to be done earlier, so we can be able to meet the shipment so that the customer can get the goods on time. All of that can help with the cost savings. So, you know, for example, if the customer had, like, they have a special sale that they need the goods for at a certain time, all of that will help. It gives increased transparency. There's this transparency throughout the supply chain. All the stakeholders are working together. And this really is quite a big thing that many people are talking about in management, is about stakeholders working together, not just shareholders, but the stakeholders working together and making the stakeholders, those people who make things happen, become as part of your team. It can help with production scheduling. It can help with the planning. All of these things can be helped by better communication. It can help you to make a better decision, to know exactly what you need to do. Going back about that road blockage again that happened in China, if we know that, then we can make a decision and decide exactly when the container needs to be loaded so the container can get to the ship on time, or how we need to be able to load that container. It can help us to be more responsive to these situations if we know these situations are happening. It can give us better quality control. And it can actually overall strengthen the competitive advantage of everybody within the supply chain. You know, today the supply chain is not just about you and your company or your area. It's really about all the stakeholders, everybody that's involved, and everybody communicating and everybody working together. This is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate you. And we, you know, appreciate you, our listeners. We know without you that this would not be possible. I'm glad, as I said before, I'm not just talking to myself out there. So I really do appreciate it. And I appreciate you listening to what we have to say. If you like us, we'd love to have you subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Any comments or questions, we'd love to hear. We'd like to thank those who helped put it together, especially our team. And Rico helps make this possible. Thank you.